should be on an individual basis. As was pointed out earlier, I think inadvertently, this bill does leave out the Alaska resident requirement, and that obviously should be plugged back in. It does not arbitrarily discriminate, this bill does not, on the basis of zip code or some other closed class criterion, and that's very important. We think it probably has the potential of significantly reducing the difficulties with the Tier 2 provisions under existing law, and that may be something to consider in the whole mix of options that the legislature may be looking at. And I guess another major difference between existing state law and House Bill 255 is that many of the responsibilities and the definitions and so on that are outlined in statute currently would be transferred to the boards to decide about, such as how do you set the standards and so on. Those would become decisions of the boards of Fish and Game. And that has both positives and negatives that you may want to consider. It may, for example, spawn a whole new cycle of debate over terms or issues or definitions. So we would recommend that the board, that the legislature consider this bill along with other alternatives as you look at the whole subsistence picture. And we feel that it, as I say, it does have certain strong elements in it from the standpoint of increasing the potential or maintaining the potential of corresponding to, conforming to the Alaska Constitution and the Supreme Court observation that a definition of subsistence uses that went to individuals was much more likely to be consistent with the Constitution than something like rural. Thank you very much. I'd be happy to try to answer questions if you ask.
Thank you. Is there any questions? Representative Nicolai.
Thank you, through the chair. Mr. Bishop, you and I have both heard from a lot of people across the state on this issue that they want to see that we regain state management on federal lands in the state of Alaska. Does this bill regain state management of federal lands under this bill?
No, Mr. Chairman, Representative Nicolai, no, I don't see where it would.
Thank you
very much.
Do you, Mr. Buffley, do you care to confirm that opinion of Mr. Bishop's?
Mr. Chairman, I can neither confirm nor deny that opinion.
You're a lawyer, right? Not a politician.
That's true.
I guess it sounds like a similar answer for both. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
My professional opinion is that it probably would not. I agree with Dick Bishop that the user preference that is provided in the bill would not satisfy the rural preference that's dictated by ANILCA. But I wouldn't foreclose that there's a reasonable argument and that reasonable minds could disagree about that.
Thank you, sir. Hoping to move along to get to some other people, and I'll stick around. And those, I'd appreciate some members to stick around. I'd like to get through the testimony today. Just to be respectful of people who took time to travel somewhere or whatever to get in to testify. But I think I'm going to have to limit it very briefly and ask that you hold your questions unless it's very pertinent. Mr. Rudy Vetter in Fairbanks. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That was the last bill. Good, there's two left. Art Ivanhoff, Kotzebue.
Mr. Chair and members of the committee, my name's Art Ivanhoff. I'm employed with Manilof Association in Kotzebue, a nonprofit organization serving 10 tribes.
Yes.
I'd like to rise in opposition to HB 255 based on comments made by Carl Jack. Bill is based on the economics, and it does, and like Carl said, it focuses more on a welfare type program, and it doesn't take into consideration the cultural aspects of the Native people living out in rural Alaska. There's also in this bill no opportunity for people to participate in the policy making decisions. It gives the Board of Game and the Board of Fish the discretion as to setting policies and regulations, bag limits, you name it. It's just a lot of discretionary authority given by the state legislature. And again, I'd ask that HB 255 be tabled. And if I can, Mr. Chair, I'd like to focus in on the question that was posed by Representative Beverly Masick, Lord Carl Jack.
Go ahead.
She asked if the state had denied any people an opportunity to subsistence hunt or fish. And I'd like to use Moses Point near Nome, and as well as the Nome Rivers, as a place where, based on politics, the Board of Fish has not allowed these people to continue to fish based on an interception problem we have in Area M false bass fisheries. There's scientific data that indicates 60% of the chum salmon caught are destined for Northwest Alaska. They identified Northwest Alaska stretching all the way from the Arctic all the way to Bristol Bay. Now, 700,000 chum might not be much for Area M, but I tell you what, if you calculate 60% of 700,000, that gives you nearly 420,000. It's significant when you talk about small streams, when you talk about small rivers that are just trying to sustain themselves. Thank you, Mr. Chair, for this opportunity to testify before you.
You're welcome, Art. It's good to hear from you again. Any comments? Hearing none, we'll move on to Mr. Dick Coos. Ketchikan.
Mr. Chairman, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for allowing us to speak here today. My name is Dick Coos. I represent a grassroots organization called CARE, or Concerned Alaskans for Resources and Environment, here in Ketchikan. And CARE was organized by local citizens' businesses who were highly concerned with the loss of access to our public resources. And as you well know, these resources are the basis of our Alaska economy and family well-being. But CARE is in the process of joining with other resource user groups and citizens in the state to organize a coalition that is highly concerned about the federal takeover of our fishing game and other federal actions. This coalition's goal is to prevent the federal government from taking over the fisheries management in the state and to return the management of game to the state of Alaska. And we want the state legislation, the governor, and our congressional delegation to take immediate and positive action to achieve this goal. And we admit we don't have a magic solution. We recognize the solutions are not going to be easy, but we have to start somewhere and we have to make some progress. And on the particular bill in question, HB 255, we don't have a position for or against as it's written, but we sincerely hope that as this bill or any other related bill to this issue of the federal government in the state dealing with fish and game management, we'd like to see that bill achieve the goal we have, and that is a full and effective state management of fish and game. The federal government is slowly but surely destroying the livelihood and economy of Alaska. They have divided us into various classes of user groups for resources and citizens, and then by implementing restrictions to the point on a class that user group or business is no longer viable. As a prime example of this, the federal government has managed to pretty much destroy the Southeast Alaska timber economy. And as the old saying goes, united we stand, divided we fall. The question is, will we Alaskans unite and prevent federal takeover of fisheries management, or will we allow them to take over and destroy our commercial fisheries, our sports fisheries, and the related local economy? I don't know the answer, but I and other citizens intend to do all we can to educate and unite Alaska to this end. We just do not need any more federal government in this state. And I kind of offer you, if I'm not taking too much time, this.
You can summarize. We've got a few more people.
Okay. This quick vision of mine is that if we don't unite now, we've already lost. We're basically losing our timber side. We're going to lose the fishing game. We'll lose our commercial fisheries, the seiners, the gillnetters, the trollers, the guides. Next, we're going to lose the tourism, the mining, and next, the hunting and fishing will probably be gone from the sports fishing standpoint. And those of us who may, because of a preference for system, and don't blink and think it'll ever happen to me because I have rights, think about it. we will lose to the feds because they will shut down the economy. We'll lose the business. We'll lose the families. We'll lose the population in the state to where we cannot fight the federal government. And eventually, kind of a personal opinion, we will become the Alaska National Park. All 365 million acres of pristine, world-class, heart-of-the-earth acres that have been saved for future generations. And if we don't fight now, we're just flat going to lose out on it. And I think we've seen over four decades of statehood increased federal encroachment upon our state and personal rights. And I guess I just wish to reiterate, we want to work with the legislation, with the governor, to solve this problem. And I personally think it'll take some Anilka corrections along with it. So thank you.
Thank you, Dick. And I have to, one thing I can take issue with, Dion, is I don't think they're trying to hurt the tourism. I think the whole idea is to turn the state into a big eco-tourist park. At least that's what it appears to me with the federal government's intervention and, like you said, shutting down the logging and we're shutting down commercial fishing and Glacier Bay, or they are. And I see if some of the problems in Anilka aren't resolved, especially the commercial sale of fisheries, that the very existence of commercial fishing will be threatened. And I don't think that's in anyone's best interest. There's a lot of rural and rural native commercial fishermen, and if we lose commercial fishing, then we have more welfare, I guess, because it's the biggest employer in the bush. So, and thanks for your comments. Mr. Caleb, I'm not going to try to pronounce your last name because people goof up mine all the time and know how it feels.
Ungali.
Ungali? Ungali.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes, my name is Caleb Ungali. I'm Assistant Director for Kauai Incorporated in Nome. Thank you for this opportunity, and I would like to speak in opposition to HB 255. I'm honestly surprised that this bill is even being heard or having a hearing by the committee based on the lateness of its introduction and the lack of attention that the committee has given to other bills that were introduced by, like, Representative Ivan and the governor on constitutional amendments. And it's kind of frustrating to see what's going on within this committee. You know, I think this bill could have been dead on arrival, and I think it's also several million dollars short because of the amount of horrendous administrative work it would require for both the department and also the boards of game to implement this particular legislation. I think it's also very demeaning and perhaps in a way sickening of the criteria that would require for people to qualify for subsistence and the standards that the Board of Game or Board of Fish institute for this particular bill. I think it's going to be a law enforcement nightmare. I can just imagine a state trooper or a law enforcement personnel asking a guy, you have your subsistence card or you have a fish and game hunting license. And, it's going to be difficult not only for them but also for the courts to try to enforce this particular law. I'm getting to the point where I really don't care if the state gets its management of fish and game back. I think the way this legislation has introduced bills, we're going the other way, and it's becoming more and more difficult to try to bring the two sides together. Sometimes I wonder if there's any intelligent life up there in the legislature. Thank you very much.
I would appreciate if you would keep your comments to the bill and not try to impugn the character of legislators. So I guess I'll have to rule you out of order on that comment. Ms. April Ferguson.
Mrs. Ferguson, Heckley.
Okay, we have Aniak off net. All right, don't hear, think so. Ms. Angie Morgan.
If you're not getting Aniak, you probably wouldn't get Angie.
Okay, that must be who it is in Aniak. All right, well, that wraps up the, there's Ms. Gloria Stickman and Glenn Allen. Is Glenn Allen online?
Yes, here she is. This is Gloria Stickman. I'd like to comment on House Bill 255. I want to reiterate what Carl Jack said, that this bill would dismantle the current statute because it was an economic individual-based welfare-type program that would require significant dependence on the resource for direct personal or family consumption. That criteria would be eligible and set by the board. The bill would pose an allocation or resource set aside program to take care of those needs, but the allocation would not necessarily require that all subsidies be fully satisfied before other consumptive uses are allowed. It ignores the cultural aspects of the assistance, and it repeals the requirement of customary traditional uses be given by priority. It would put a significant financial burden on the Department of Fish and Game, especially at a time when the legislature is cutting back on its budget. And it does nothing to bring into state law into compliance with the NELCA. And I want to address Nathan's question to Carl Jack about I want to say that I don't remember what year it was, but Copper River 4 filed a lawsuit against the state because they had were forced to close down their fishing. Also, our number of days for moose hunting were cut down by the state and limited to a number of 5 days 1 year. So under the state, our area is not, we do not get full protection under the NELCA.
Thank you, Ms. Stickman. You know, on those points, you said that they were just cut down, they weren't eliminated, then you went to court over the fishing, is that correct?
Yes, they were cut down. Hunting was cut down to 5 days, and fishing was cut down to weekends only, I believe that was 1976. So it doesn't offer...
Well, I'll just maybe suggest that sometimes when seasons and bag limits are reduced, it is protection because it protects the resource to for future use, because sometimes for a lot of different reasons, these returns of fish drop down, game populations drop down. But I respect your views that I guess are you saying it was because the subsistence use of these resources were cut back? Just general hunting seasons, hunting and fishing seasons?
Yes.
General hunting and fishing seasons?
Yes, I believe in 1976 they were cut off from hunting, and were a couple of people filed a lawsuit against the state because of that.
And what was the outcome of the lawsuit?
I think they got their fishing back, and they fight for that. Doesn't fully protect us. It depends how you define the protection. I don't see us protection from the state when we can't fish, when we're limited in our fishing and hunting, when we out here depend on it.
Well, thank you very much. I guess the only comment I would have to say is, you know, I don't know the exact particulars of those, but I would suspect that it wasn't directed at necessarily a particular group. It was a lot of those decisions are resource management decisions rather than an allocated decision towards groups. But I don't know the exact particulars of that. But thank you very much for your testimony, though. Next, I'd like to go to Antioch. Ms. Angie Morgan is online.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. As a matter of fact, I was just sitting here getting asked because I guess our ice is supposed to be moving or something.
She's already.
So... But anyways, I wanted to call to also oppose to House Bill number 255. A lot of the things that I wanted to say were already said by Carl and Art and all the others that were opposing. One thing that I wanted you to understand, for everybody here to understand that are not familiar with the riverside here in Antioch, the river is a highway for the people of the people that live out here in the villages. During the summertime, like now, everybody's anxious for the ice to move because they're anxious to get their fresh fish for their they also use the river as a highway during the winter so that they can go out to do their moose hunting in Chuckanon. And I think that's one thing that you got to keep in mind. The other thing that I wanted to bring out, it's more, I don't know, everything just frustrated. Everybody here that talks about all these house bills that are coming up are saying that a lot of these house bills are always against the food and teachers here. It seems like more and more getting harder and harder for us to even think about having our subsistence 100 years from now. I was reading in one of your the House Bill 255, subsistence fishing, what it means, and also subsistence hunting. According to what they have here, it means taking up fish or taking up hunting by possession of game. People around here look at subsistence as their lifestyle. They were born and raised doing this for 100 years a year. And I, for a fact, when Deb was asking Carl Jack earlier about how she lives in Anchorage, I can tell you again, I lived in Anchorage before, and I'm living here in Aniak now. More so, I'm beginning to see how important it is to keep our subsistence, our customary and traditional lifestyle going. And right now, I can see we're going to go here. We're going to be here forever. We're going to teach our kids our customary and traditional lifestyle. We're also going to teach them to fight for our customary traditional lifestyle because we don't want to lose it. And that's all I wanted to say, but I don't want to go too far because I was cut off the last time. But I'm just calling to oppose Bill 255. Thank you for having me being heard today.
And thank you very much for participating. Is there anyone else on the net that... could I possibly get your address and phone number, please, Ms. Morgan?
Yes, Post Office Box 127, Aniak 99557. My phone number is 675-4384. Those are my work address.
So you said the ice was going out already, or do you think it's going to go out?
Yeah, it's going out. It's moving up in Jeffbrook, and so everybody's down at the bank right now watching, getting ready to take off.
Yeah, it's pretty dramatic when that happens. I've seen that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, thanks very much.
Okay, thank you.
Have a nice day. Is there anyone else on the network that wishes to testify? Hearing none, we'll adjourn this meeting at 3:15.